So how seriously should we take this Aaron Donald retirement talk? Maybe a little more seriously than before.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Travis Rogers. I'm your host of Locked On Rams, as well as the host of the pregame and postgame show on their flagship station, ESPN LA 710. Also, to host the Travis and Sliwa show, which you can hear every morning, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Monday through Friday. Got a good podcast scheduled for you today. I want to talk a little bit about somebody who's maybe stepping up into one of those vacant starting roles. That's coming up in just a little bit. Plus, I want to talk about what it would look like if Aaron Donald did, in fact, decide that he'd had enough of the NFL and moved on. What would that mean for the Rams for the upcoming season? And let's get started right here. Well, let's get started with you clicking subscribe on your podcast feed. Let's make sure that you know that we're on YouTube as well, our Locked On YouTube channel, Locked On Rams as well. So you can go see the podcast if that's how you want to consume it as well. But we've talked a lot about this. This goes all the way back to the start of right before the Super Bowl, right? Right as we're leading up to the Super Bowl, report comes out that Aaron Donald might be considering retirement if, in fact, the Rams can beat the Cincinnati Bengals in Super Bowl 56, that he will at least toy with the idea of not coming back. Well, the Rams, obviously, they do beat the Bengals in the Super Bowl. They go and have their parade. Aaron Donald is has his shirt off, and he's flexing, as he should. If you look like that, why would you ever put a shirt on? And he's having a good time at the parade. And then, of course, Sean McVay, run it back, right? So we see that. Aaron Donald's like, yeah, why not? However, new deal doesn't get done. They go out and they sign Allen Robinson. They renegotiate Matthew Stafford's deal, and they, you know, free agency in the draft, and all these things are going on. And Aaron Donald still doesn't have a new deal, and there's a feature story in Sports Illustrated talking about how he misses his family, and he feels like that's something he'd like to spend more time doing moving forward, and still doesn't have a contract. And you know, fast forward a couple more weeks after that, he still doesn't have a new deal, and fast forward after that, and here we are. We are at a point where both sides say that they're working on things. Both sides say that they are trying to figure out a way to get something done. But now Aaron Donald has gone from, you know, I would like a new deal to I am okay if I don't get one because I don't have to do this anymore. I will read this, that he would be at peace without NFL football. What he said was, it ain't about the money. It's a business at the end of the day. That's what you've got to see. For me, it's about winning. I don't want to play football if I can't win anyway. So I feel like if I got a real opportunity to win another Super Bowl, then it makes sense to play. But again, it's still a business. We've got to handle the business side of things. And if that wasn't to get handled, then, you know, it is what it is type of situation. I'll be fine regardless. Okay. He went on to say, but for me, talking about retirement, that was happening way before we won the Super Bowl. I've been saying that since I got in the league. I was going to play 8 years and be done. That's just what I've been saying. It just came out. And then everybody think that, oh, he said if he wins the Super Bowl, he's going to retire. No, I got teammates, coaches, my family know about this. I said, I'm going to play 8 years and I'm probably going to be done playing football. But winning a Super Bowl, you kind of get a little addicted to it. I want to feel that again. I ain't going to lie. That experience is like no other. If I was to play, it's just to win another Super Bowl. At the end of the day, it's still a business, and it's got to make sense for me and my family. Okay. So there are two things here. I have competing portions of my brain that are trying to figure this thing out. And one portion of it is trying to reconcile the idea of not being able to get that done. And then the other side is just the practical side of it all and thinking about what could prevent it from getting done. And let's do these in reverse order. Let's talk about the second thing first. What would prevent this from being done? Two things would have to happen. One of the two things would have to. The Rams would have to completely alter the way they go about doing business all of a sudden for no reason. The Rams would have to make a decision that was basically, we've decided we're going to pay everybody whatever they need to go and make a Super Bowl run and make an impact in the city and win a Super Bowl and make a trade for this guy and cut this guy and bring this guy in and just go all in, right? They're the epitome of all in. But wake up one morning and say, you know where we're going to draw the line? We're going to draw the line at not paying Aaron Donald. That seems ludicrous. I just can't get to the point where that would be a real conversation, where that would be something that they would genuinely consider. Like, we're going to let everybody have everything they want except for Aaron Donald? No. I just don't see that happening. Now, the other thing is, that's number two. Number one is Aaron Donald. You just heard those quotes that I read to you. Aaron Donald wants to win Super Bowls. Aaron Donald wants to be the guy that has a chance to win multiple Super Bowls. There is not a team that is better set up to go back to a Super Bowl next year than the defending champion Los Angeles Rams. They've got the quarterback. They've got the coach. They've got skill players. They have got the greatest defensive tackle of all time on their team. He wants to win more Super Bowls. Where are you going to go to do it? Rams aren't going to let him go somewhere else. So his choice is play for a Super Bowl caliber team again or go do something else. I don't know what Aaron Donald's interests are. I mean, you know, spending time with family, obviously something that he's passionate about. Great. You can do that and play football. You can do both of those things at the same time. I don't know, you know, I don't know what he's asking for. I don't know if the Rams and his agency aren't an impasse in dollars, but I just can't get to a point where the Rams decide that Aaron Donald's the guy that they're going to draw the line in the sand for. Or that Aaron Donald decides, you know what, I've had enough football. He's still the best in the business. He is not just working on a legacy for himself with the Los Angeles Rams. He's in the Hall of Fame. He doesn't need to take another snap. He's going to the Hall of Fame. Aaron Donald is competing with Lawrence Taylor. Aaron Donald is competing with Reggie White and guys like this. He is competing with guys that are the greatest defensive players ever. Okay, he's not competing with Khalil Mack. He's not competing with Fletcher Cox and the other guys that are in the league right now. They're great players, but he's competing, much like Kobe and LeBron were competing with Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson, even though they never played against each other, they're competing against ghosts. And that's what Aaron Donald is doing and trying to become the greatest player of all time. You can't do that at home. And he can say it doesn't matter. Maybe it doesn't. I find that hard to believe. He's going to play. Now, here's the question. What does it look like if he doesn't play? That's coming up next. But first, let's talk about our friends at Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of make and models, more cars, more models, more years, it's impossible for your local chain store to have everything that you need. So why don't you save yourself a little time and, of course, saving yourself some money when you use Rock Auto. 30%, 50%, 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or a dealership. And how about this? Honda Odyssey fuel pump, $353 from a chain store, just $216 from Rock Auto. How does $140 extra bucks in your pocket sound? Sounds pretty good to me. Also, Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. So go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car and truck. They have everything you need, right? Just you name it. Brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, new carb. They've got you covered. Right, Locked On into their How Did You Hear About Us box, and they'll know that we sent you over there. It's good for you. It's good for us. It's good for everybody. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. And thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen. Now for your next listen, check out the Locked On Sports Today pod, the biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day. Available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, so let's play a little doomsday scenario here. I think this is probably a 1 in 100 chance that it gets to this point, but it's not zero. He's not at camp. He's not there. You know, we'll see. Again, he's going to play, and he's going to play for the Rams, and he's going to get a lot of money to do it. I firmly believe that to be true. However, never say never. What happens if there is an impasse? What happens if maybe I'm completely misreading this, and maybe his burning desire in life at this point, having checked the Super Bowl box, having checked the Hall of Fame box, is to go spend as much time as humanly possible with his family? Not out of the question, right? Okay, so that's what he decides he's going to do. He leaves. He's back in Pittsburgh or wherever he wants to set up shop, and he's not playing football anymore. Where does that leave the 2022 Los Angeles Rams? Nowhere good. I mean, there's no subtle way to put that. Nowhere good. The Rams offense will score points. right? The Rams are going to get points because Sean McVay is a brilliant offensive coach. Matthew Stafford's that good. Cooper Kupp's that good. I think the offensive line is going to be good enough. Cam Akers, if he is healthy and comes back and plays at a high level, he's good to go. They just added Allen Robinson. Maybe they added OBJ. They've got offensive weapons. They're going to score points. Sean McVay found a way to score points with Jared Goff as his quarterback, okay? Jared Goff can get you points, then anybody can get you points, all right? So they're going to figure it out. That being said, one of the reasons that the Rams are as good as they have been is that they do get leads, they do score points, and then Aaron Donald can go do what he does. When Aaron Donald can just have a one-way go, when he just needs to know that he can go get quarterback, I mean, forget about it. Even when he's playing it straight up, he's almost impossible to deal with. And what have we talked about? What have we talked about with Jalen Ramsey? What have we talked about with Malcolm or Leonard Floyd, excuse me? What have we talked about with even Von Miller and Ndamukong Suh and Michael Brockers and all of these other guys, Sebastian Joseph Day? Now you got Greg Gaines in the middle, all of these guys. What does everybody have in common with this is they're getting singled up over and over and over again because Aaron Donald is drawing so much attention. If you don't have to break every huddle and say, where's 99? Where is he? How do we deal with him? If you don't have to do that every single play, you got a chance. You can go toe-to-toe with them and try to score. The problem is if you just try to trade scores with them, eventually Donald's going to get there. Eventually one of the guys that you're not paying attention to because you got two or three guys on Donald is going to get there. You can't run the ball because Donald is there. So now you got to pay. It just everything you do defensively goes through 99. The tone that is set defensively goes through 99. You saw the Super Bowl, right? We saw those videos on the side where he's like, he brought his guys together. He doesn't say much. He's not a mute, but he's not a terribly vocal leader. He's not Ray Lewis, for instance, right? He's not one of these guys that's dancing and screaming and doing all this stuff. He's just, all right, it's go time. Let's go do this thing right now. Who does that now? And I think there is my partner on the pregame show says this all the time, Kirk Morrison. Kirk says that having Aaron Donald there is like having your big brother when you go to the park, right? When you go down to do whatever it is that you're doing, you go down there because I got my big brother. I stand up a little taller. I got a little swag. I can just go do my thing because I know if anything goes down, big brother's got my back. Well, big brother's home on a playset. Big brother is watching the Wiggles or whatever you watch now when you have young kids. I don't know. My kids are old. The point being, if big brother's not there, you gotta mind your own stuff a little bit better. He frees up so many people to do so many different things. If he were not there, it's really Jalen Ramsey is slightly less good. Everyone else is a lot less than they were with him there. And here's the other thing. And look, I don't think it's going to get to this. But what does that say to your fan base? What does that say that if it gets to the point where they're not willing to get this figured out, that you're going to let that guy just decide he doesn't want to play football anymore? I have a really hard time with that. I just don't think that's ultimately where this lands because he's too good of a player. They're too smart to do it. But if he leaves, you're talking I don't quite know if it's quarterback level impact. I don't, it's close. I still think of all the guys on your team that you cannot afford to play without, Matthew Stafford's number one, because we've seen the Rams team with Stafford and we've seen it with other guys. With Stafford, they won the Super Bowl. They won three playoff games because of him. Without him, they're a really good normal football team. With Aaron Donald, you still might have a chance, but I think he's number two. I think Stafford's number one, and I think Aaron Donald, as far as guys you could least afford to lose, is just right behind him. And I don't know if there's another defensive player in the league that you could say that about. I don't know if there's been another defensive player like that in decades that you could say that about, where if we lose a defensive player X, all of a sudden we go from the favorite in the NFC, which they are right now, or one of the favorites with Green Bay and Tampa, to a team that is a good team. Like the Arizona Cardinals, they're a good team. They might make the playoffs. You know, maybe if they get hot, they can do some damage. This is, you know, maybe you're the Minnesota Vikings. You put up some points, but I don't know. We'll see. With Aaron Donald, you're a favorite to go back to the Super Bowl, go into the playoffs with a decent seeding, cross your fingers and hope it breaks the way that it did last year because you need a little luck along the way. Without him, you're not that. You're a team that's getting in there, and now you need to get lucky. Now you need to really hope that somebody steps up for a couple of weeks and happens. The good news is, I really don't think any of this stuff's going to come to be because Aaron Donald is on top of his stuff. The Rams are on top of their stuff. Both sides are smart. Both sides want him to come back. Both sides, it's in their best interest to have them come back, and they'll figure it out. And if they don't, uh-oh. We'll have a lot to talk about. How about that? All right, coming up next, there is a vacancy on that defense, and has somebody already kind of staked their claim to be the starter in that spot? That's coming up right after this. Okay, so what has been the big thing that we've talked about with the Rams defense coming into their title defense here in 2022? What's the spot that we've spent most of our time trying to figure out how they're going to go about attacking these things? It's been in the secondary, right? You've got Jalen Ramsey, who's as good as there is in the business on one side of the field. And then on the other, with Darius Williams leaving, you've got question marks. At the back end, you've got a little question mark. You got Terrell Burgess, and, you know, maybe Taylor Rapp is going to have a shot to go do that sort of things. But let's talk about what they had at the end of the line last year. They were playing Eric Weddle, okay? Eric, and not only playing him, he was playing a lot of important snaps, and he did great, and I don't know if they win the Super Bowl without him. But the point being, there are opportunities in that part of the roster for the Rams. One of the guys who stepped up big for them last year was Nick Scott. And Nick Scott's one of these guys that I think is a perfect example of what you're looking for. Nick Scott was a seventh round draft pick of theirs a few years ago out of Penn State. And all of a sudden he has to start every playoff game. And now, instead of looking at him as a depth player, looking at him as a special teams player, looking at him as somebody that can maybe, you know, get a game for you here or there, start a game for you here and there, he could be a guy you put out there on a regular basis. Here's what he told Peter King. When you go out into the world, you're going to be part of a team. Teams are great. Teamwork is great. You embrace your role on that team, but you never settle for the role you have. When I got to the Rams, I know they were thinking of me as that special teams player, but I was thinking of myself as more than that. No one saw the work I was putting in during the offseason when no one was looking. So when I finally got the call to start, I was ready. I knew I could do it. This is the game plan, right? This is the game plan that the Rams have executed about as well as anybody has in recent memory, which is give me your good players. I'm going to take some flyers in the back end of the draft, and I'm going to find a guy or two. I'm going to find somebody in the sixth round, the seventh round, the fifth round that not only can get me through a game or two, but can maybe become a regular start for me. And that's what Nick Scott has done. There's an opening at corner. Maybe he's got a shot there. Maybe he's got an opening at safety where he can fill in there. The point of this is there are guys like this on the Rams roster, guys that were not high round draft picks, that didn't come in with this, oh, I hope to make the team. Maybe I can stick as no, I'm going to make the team as a special teamer. But once I get in there, I'm going to be able to turn this thing around. I'm going to be a contributor on a Super Bowl team. And that's exactly what Nick Scott did. Nick Scott contributed to a Super Bowl team, despite the fact that he was brought here as a depth player, a special teams player. Nobody, not Sean McVay, not Les Snead, nobody involved in that thing. You know what? Hopefully when we get in the playoffs, Nick Scott's going to be starting every game. No, it's not what he was there for, but he had to do it and he did it well. And that is what the Rams do. And they find guys like that. It's not just, okay, he can run this fast. He can get the shuttle run. They got guys that kind of got that deal, that gear that, all right, just get me in the building, get me on the team, and now watch me go to work. Because it's happened way too often. There are way too many guys that have fallen into that category for the Rams that come in as guys that are not highly touted picks, but the next thing you know, they're starting on. Cooper Kupp was a third-round pick. John Johnson was a third-round pick. Nick Scott right there. Terrell Burgess was a sixth-round pick. These guys are starting on this team. And they come in and they make a huge impact right out of the gate as a special teamer, as a depth guy. And the next thing you know, they're playing. Dante Dion is another guy that we've talked about. Robert Rochelle. These are guys that come in lowly drafted or not highly regarded, not expected to start. And then boom, the biggest moments and they're ready to go. And Nick Scott's the latest example of that. It's a testament to Sean McVay. It's a testament to Les Snead. It's a testament to all the coaching staff. It's a testament to those players that they get ready. And again, this goes back to the culture that we've talked about so often on the pod. It's a culture that is dependent on competition, that come in here, if you perform well, you're going to get a chance to play. If you come in here and you got the goods, we'll find a way to get you on the field. There's not a ton of, oh, well, we spent this draft pick here. No. Look, if you're Aaron Donald or Matthew Stafford, sure. But the rest of the guys, let's go. Let's see what you got. If you're good enough, you're going to play. If not, we're going to figure something else out. And they move fast in the Rams. And Nick Scott is the latest example of that. All right, got a good week, a short week coming up as well. Make sure that you're checking out the pod every single day. You can click that subscribe button on your podcast feed. Don't forget to check out Locked On Rams on YouTube as well. Thanks for us for making us your first listen every single day. Now make your second listen, the Locked On NFL podcast. Our national NFL experts and insiders keeping fans dialed in with the biggest stories and the latest news from around the league, because an offseason doesn't equal a break in the action. Follow Locked On NFL every day on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house.